The newly formed Truth and Reconciliation Commission in Peru has just completed 4 days of televised public hearings in the Andean province of Ayacucho. The commission hopes to determine what happened to the 30,000 people killed and 6,000 who disappeared during 2 decades of civil war in the country. Poor farmers and townspeople throughout the Andes and Amazon regions of Peru were trapped in a war between the brutal Mao-inspired Shining Path guerrillas and the repressive military forces sent to defeat them. Reporter Anne Moncrief has been listening to the testimony before the Truth Commission and joins us by phone. Anne, is Ayacucho where the civil conflict actually began?
Yes, actually it is. Ayacucho is probably the most isolated, poorest province in Peru. It's up in the Andes, and this is where Shining Path actually began. So initially, in the very early 80s when the violence began, there was a perception, I think, in Lima that it was a problem with the campesinos, and if the military were sent in right away and given a free hand, it could be taken care of quickly and easily.
So what does the testimony then reveal about who was to blame for these thousands of killings?
And well, what you're seeing really, Leanne, is I think that the truth commissioners think that it's going to work out about 75% of the total abuses were inflicted by the military, and then the other 25% were probably Sendero, Shining Path, here called Sendero Luminoso. What is clear, though, is that the campesinos were stuck in the middle of this enormous conflict between the two. And it's not unusual to hear that, for example, in the morning, Shining Path troops would come in to a village and maybe take out a couple of young men, line them up and shoot them or chop them up with machetes to sort of make the point in the middle of the square, commission animals, all kinds, you know, any kind of supplies that they could, and then leave. And then in the evening, the military would come in, and they'd accuse the villagers of having been sympathetic with Shining Path, and they'd pull out 20 young men and line them up and shoot them in the square. And then a week later, Shining Path would come back in and accuse them of being sympathetic with the military, and it just went on and on like this for year after year after year.
Can you give us some specific examples of some of the stories that are being told in these hearings?
Well, it's really interesting. In the testimony, you're seeing a real mix of people, first of all. Campesinos, university professors, journalists. In the audience of these halls where these are being heard, whole villages have come. Yesterday, for example, we heard some women from a little town here called Chalqui. And they had been having a service in the evening with their husbands. Everybody was there. And at night, the military came in, dragged the men out as they were singing these hymns, forced the women to continue singing, and shot the husbands to death outside. Yesterday, during the testimony, when they finished their testimony, they asked if they could stand up and sing the hymn. So it's very moving.
How are the commissioners responding and the others in the courtroom to this?
Well, I'll tell you, there have been really a lot of tears. For me personally, I've been a journalist now for 23 years, and I saw something yesterday that I've never seen in my entire life. Cameramen, international and Peruvian cameramen, wiping away tears as they were trying to film it. It's incredible to hear these stories and realize that so many of these people were so scared to talk about what happened that this is the first time they've actually spoken about these things in 20 years, 15 years.
So what happens next after these stories are told?
The commissioners now have about another year and a half to finish gathering all the cases. There'll be public hearings across the country, and then I think they'll make some recommendations about putting legal charges forward against certain individuals, and they're going to have to figure out if there's going to be financial remuneration.
Thanks, Anne.
Thank you so much.
Anne Moncrief is a reporter in Ayacucho, Peru.